Okay, welcome back to Project Independence in You. This is at WCWP.org, 88.1. We had a lively conversation during break, Otto.
Yes, we did.
So we are
really
now
heated.
Well, sort of. So now we're back. We wanted to talk a little bit more about what Lauren's doing additionally. Before we went to break, you were talking, Supervisor, about her role with now public safety and highways.
Yes. So, as I had said, we want to expand that personalized customer service to both the highway department and the code enforcement department. So Lauren's new expanded role will be called the resident advocate, and that will assure that along with our great commissioners, that our residents' concerns and service requests are being dealt with in a courteous, timely, and efficient manner. And so Lauren has this new position. We're so excited about
yes.
it because she is a person who, whatever, there's never too much to put on Lauren's plate because she's got that can-do attitude. And as well as being efficient and organized,
yes.
she's a very kind, caring person. So she's just got these wonderful skill sets that all together, I think, are going to serve our residents in a most wonderful way.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's so great that people can call 311 Auto and just find out what, I mean, they can actually call and say, what kind of advocacy programs do you have? What can I do to find this out? And then they get directed to Lauren for these particular programs that you're working on. I know during break we were talking a little bit about 311's role
yeah.
with kind of accessing programs in the town.
Well, I think it's taken for granted by a lot of people, and I was very surprised, Judy, to read that last year there were 161,490 calls to 311.
It's astounding, isn't it?
Yeah, because the option would be you call a number and then they bounce you from one place to the other. And then in between, maybe you hear a little music. And the bottom line is you may get frustrated and hang up before you finally conclude or get to any conclusion. So, you know, high marks for 311.
Well, we'll definitely let our the head of 311, Vinny, know that you spoke so well of it. But our 311 call operators are trained to take calls, to deal with them in a different way. And I know this is off topic a little bit, but I remember during Superstorm Sandy, and I wasn't supervisor then, but there was such a need for 311 operators, and I remember coming in to help. That's a tough job. I mean, you're sitting there, you don't know what's going to be asked of you. And so we're so grateful to our 311 operators for doing the wonderful job.
Yeah.
I mean, the training, it's hard to, you can't cover all the answers.
No,
it's impossible.
And the other thing is that during a time of emergency, our 311 call center is open 24 hours right. so that there's always a real person that you can reach out to. You're not going to get a recording. So when we had this blizzard just a few days ago, they weren't there for 24 hours. It wasn't necessary because it didn't evolve into the storm
right,
that had been
that
predicted.
Thought.
But the hours were expanded. And, I've met with some seniors, and they say it was very reassuring to them to know that 311 would be open and that if they had a problem, there was someone that they could reach out to.
Right, right. It really was. I remember that the Superstorm Sandy, and we were all open, and we were getting calls from all over Long Island and the city because we first, somehow we were kind of, we were up and running, and we had,
right.
A lot of staff were staying over and fielding the calls, and we were sending people to homes, and, it's a really important part of the town.
Here's a thought that has absolutely nothing to do with anything except the fact that we just had a blizzard. All right?
Yes.
One of my daughters came over to help us with the snow, and she came up with an idea which I thought was really, really good, that a couple of seniors who can afford to do so should pitch in for a snow blower and put the snow blower in their garage so that when there is a snowstorm, somebody can come around and make use of that snow blower and help them. Because it's very difficult to bring these things to people's homes. So if you have one handy and you and maybe a few other people in the neighborhood pitch in, they can now go and use that plow or blower
right.
to take care of your snow. And I thought it was a very practical, good idea.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you know, as opposed to Judy coming with the shovel.
When yeah, I was very busy that day.
Well, Otto, you've always been a big, you know, a promoter of neighbors helping neighbors. So that's kind of fits really under what, you know, we are always talking about with neighbors helping neighbors. But, you know, it's a thought.
And it's so interesting that you say that, because we did do a robocall just to tell people, make sure you have, you know, medications, to tell them that there would be no garbage pickup the next day, to say, please get your cars off the road. But the other thing that was part of the message was, if you have a neighbor that might have needs, please check in on them, be right. there to help them. Because here in North Hempstead, we are a family. We need to be looking yeah. out for each other, which again points to the importance of Lauren's role as a resident advocate, because this new position really was created with our residents in mind, so that we could provide as much service as possible. And so, Lauren, yeah, we talked a lot about what you will do and continue to do in the building department, but how about some of the other departments?
So as the supervisor mentioned, working with code enforcement in the highway department, and, you know, we obviously know we just had a big storm, and, you know, we've been assisting people with a lot of calls on that and making sure issues have been addressed. And certainly, you know, if a resident is walking down a road where there's heavy foot traffic and the sidewalks aren't clear from the snow, we've been making sure code enforcement is going out there and addressing it. Mm-hmm. To make sure that the businesses and whatever the place is clearing it, because we don't want people to get hurt. And it's little things like that that are so important, because some of these locations are near churches, schools, places where people congregate, mm-hmm. and it's really important that we address them promptly, and we've been doing that. So, you know, as the supervisor said, it comes from the top. This is something that she felt very strongly about, to have this position, and I think in the few weeks now that we've been doing it, it's been very successful with concerns. And I think also reassuring to people when they call, they feel like there's somebody there that's listening to them, that understands what the concern is, and will look into it and get back to them. So they're not hitting a roadblock.
Can you give a few examples? Like, I made a note here, how are you in code enforcements? Like, what kind of stuff can lead to?
Like I said, just now recently with the snow, we've had over the past few days some concerns about sidewalks not being clear in commercial right. areas, and code enforcement will go out, investigate that, and if there's a violation, they will make sure that the property owner clears that path so that it's safe for people, pedestrians, anybody walking in that area to get through. So those have been some of the more immediate ones in the past few days, and we've been addressing a lot of those. So,
I'm going to give you one offline, because I just had it last night. We were at a restaurant, and everybody had to climb over the snow in order to get to the restaurant, and it got icy after
a while. We want to know about it, so we can look into it.
I'll tell you
and
offline.
make sure that, you know, I mean, we've had concerns
it's
where
a good restaurant.
There's been in commercial parking lots snow covering handicap spaces, and that can't be. That needs to be addressed. It needs to be cleared. And if we hear about those concerns, we'll look into it and take appropriate enforcement action to make sure that the businesses are clearing it, because people still need to go about their daily lives, and we need to make sure that everything is safe.
Safely,
for the residents.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. Like, do these apply to highway or code enforcement? Two things I've heard not too long ago. One was somebody trying to get a tree down in front of their house, get it removed, and they were having a hard time getting it done. And the second one was recycling not being picked up on the alternate day after a holiday. You know, it was supposed to be done. And this is not a complaint. I'm just asking, are these examples of things that might fall under that umbrella?
Well, I'm going to take the recycling one, and you'll take the other
tree
one, Lauren.
Okay.
So everyone has my email. At least I would hope that everyone has my email, and it's Bosworth.
Well, it's on the website.
But I'm going to say it again, bosworthj@northhempsteadny.gov. And so if recyclables are not picked up, believe it or not, I'll get an email about that, which I will then refer to our executive director of the Solid Waste Management Authority, Robert Lang, and he will then call the carter, and it will be taken care of.
Right.
So You know, there are areas in the town that are part of the town of North Hempstead garbage pickup, and then there are other areas of the town that have their own garbage districts.
Right.
Villages, for sure.
Right.
Port Washington has its own garbage, you know, district.
Right.
So they're responsible, you know, for those things. And if it's brought to our attention, it gives us the opportunity to get in touch with the Carter so that they can either say that, yes, they were there, or if they weren't there, you know, how they will make that up.
Right.
So that, okay. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And Lauren, yeah, I'll give you trees.
As far as the tree is concerned, if it's a town tree in the right of way, and if there's an issue with it, you know, we would look into it and determine if it's a live tree. If it's a live tree and there's no dangerous hazards to it, we wouldn't remove it. There's certain procedures we have to follow. But if you can give me a specific location offline, I'm happy to look into it and see what's been done with it and what the status is on it and see how we can help.
Okay. You just said something, too, which I think is important. Not to be afraid to tell somebody, no, I can't do anything about that, or no, this is a live tree and we're going to do nothing about it. You know, your customer service, you can't always tell the customer exactly what they want to hear either, in my opinion.
That's a great point, and I think good leadership is knowing when to say yes and when to try and when to say no.
Right.
Because just because someone asks doesn't mean like, okay, we have to do it now. What we need to do is look into it. And if we can't do it, find out why we can't.
Right.
And if we can do it, make sure that it's done.
Right. And the facts of life are on the receiving end of that. You may have to accept a no upon occasion.
Right.
You know?
But that's why if there's a concern or somebody's not sure about something, they can always get in touch with me by calling 311. I'm happy to look into it with the appropriate people, find out what's going on with it, and let them know. Or they could email me at Summa, S-U-M-M-A-L, at NorthHempsteadNY.gov. And all this information is on our website as well under our services, the resident advocate section, and all my contact information is there as well as all the programs that we do and any new information that will be coming out in the future.
We have about 25 seconds left. When Christina and Otto and I do Talk of the Town, we'll you know, definitely repeat all your contact information. It's so important to call 311. If you don't call, we don't know. Right, Supervisor? If you don't tell us, we're not going to know. And if once you make that call, we track that call and we make sure that there's a response. So please call 869-6311. Thank you so much, Supervisor Bosworth and Lauren Summa, and come back soon.
You know, this is another subject.